Hi, my name is Heather Friedman, and I'll be interviewing Rabbi Benjamin Sundrum. He joined the synagogue congregation Shiri Tefillah in August of 2010. He was born in Philadelphia and grew up in the Philadelphia suburb of Cherry Hill, New Jersey. There, he was an active in Boy Scout Troop 18, based in Congregation Bethel. As a Boy Scout, Rabbi Sundrum earned the Ner Tamed Award. That experience established his relationship with Rabbi Howard Kahn, Olav HaShalom, and ultimately led to Rabbi Sundrum's decision to study for rabbinate. So how are you today?
Doing fine, thank you.
Do anything special today?
Taught a Torah class this morning. Every Wednesday, teach Torah class. That's always fun.
And if you were stranded on a desert island, what book would you take?
Well, if there was a book called How to Survive on a Desert Island, I'd probably want that one. But assuming I didn't know in advance, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl.
And why would you choose that book?
That book's premise, Viktor Frankl was a psychiatrist from Vienna who survived the Holocaust. And he realized that the Nazis could control every single thing about his life, except how he responded. That was the one thing that was left in his own power. So I think that would be a pretty powerful book to have with you if you were in a terrible circumstance like being stranded on a desert island and you wanted to survive. I think that would be a useful book to help you to survive.
While you were on the stranded desert island, what luxury item would you take?
My favorite guitar.
Yeah. Why would you choose that?
Because I'd be able to entertain myself. I'd be able to practice, which are two different things. You know, one would be just playing songs for fun. The other would be practicing. If I'm stranded on a desert island, probably have a lot of time to practice, so I could get a lot better. It's one of the things I'm passionate about. So it would either be music or photography. And photography, eventually your camera's going to run out of batteries, and then you got nothing. But an acoustic guitar, you can play it for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. And if you were only allowed to listen to three songs, what songs would they be?
Kathy's Song by Simon and Garfunkel.
I hear the drizzle of the rain, like a memory it falls, soft and warm, continuing, tapping on my roof and walls. And from the shelter of my mind, through the window of my eyes, I gaze beyond the rain-drenched streets to England, where my heart lies.
The Dangling Conversation by Simon and Garfunkel.
And I, my Robert Frost, and we note our place with bookmarkers that measure what we've lost. Like a poem poorly written, we are verses out of rhythm, couplets out of rhyme, in syncopated time. And the dangling conversation, and the superficial sighs, are the words of our lives. Yes, we speak of things that matter with words that must be said.
Poem on the Underground Wall, Simon and Garfunkel.
The last train is nearly due. The underground is closing soon. In the dark, deserted station, restless in anticipation, a man waits in the shadows. His restless eyes leap and scratch at all that they can touch or catch, hidden deep within his pocket.
And let's start with the first one. Why would you choose Kathy and...
Kathy's Song.
Why would you use Kathy's Song?
The answer is going to be the same for all three, pretty much. These were early Simon and Garfunkel albums. I first heard two of those three songs listening to my parents' copy of the old vinyl record. That's how far back those songs go. But Paul Simon, I think, writes songs that are poems set to music. The most beautiful lyrics you can imagine. And each one of those songs, I find the lyrics especially meaningful. So Kathy's Song, the first one, talks about being separated from the love of his life. Dangling Conversation seems to encapsulate the kind of things that happen in life over time. You know, he's singing to his lover, and he sings, "You read your Emily Dickinson, and I my Robert Frost, and we mark our place with bookmarkers that measure what we lost," which I think means we're sitting in the same room, but you're reading your book, I'm reading my book, we're not talking, so our bookmarkers measure the time we've spent not communicating with each other. And, you know, that's just one example out of that song. And the last one, Poem on the Underground Wall, is a song about a teenager in the New York subway system who writes the F word on the wall. But it's such an amazing piece of writing. Like when the train pulls into the station and the guy's about to jump on, it says, "From the tunnel's stony tomb, the carriage rides to meet the groom. He holds his crayon rosary tighter in his hand." I mean, it's just amazing how he took this everyday kind of vulgar act and created this beautiful set of lyrics. And then he's a very skilled guitar player. I love listening to his guitar playing. So the music to it's just wonderful. And at one point he goes into this thing where he makes his guitar almost sound like train wheels going clickety-clack on the train tracks, and train on wheels clicking silently like a gently tapping litany. And he holds his crayon rosary tighter in his hand. Yeah, it's just mind-boggling lyrics. So that's why those three.
All right. And out of those three songs, which one would you say was your favorite?
Kathy's Song. It's probably my favorite song in the world.
All right. Well, thank you for having this interview with me.
It was my pleasure.
This was Rabbi Benjamin Sendro from Congregation Sheri Tefillah.